Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking guru, back with another dose of overthinking cure. Today's topic? Letting go of attachment. You know, that stubborn little beast that tries to cling to things like a toddler on a candy store trip? It's the root of so much anxiety and stress, right? We get attached to outcomes, relationships, even our own ideas, and when things don't go as planned, bam. Overthinking city. But what if I told you there's a way to loosen that grip, embrace the ebb and flow of life, and actually find more peace and joy in the process? That's right, folks, we're diving deep into letting go of attachment today. And trust me, this isn't about becoming a detached robot, it's about cultivating a sense of acceptance and fluidity in your life. It's about recognizing that everything is constantly changing, and trying to resist that flow just leads to unnecessary suffering. So buckle up, because we're about to explore some powerful ways to loosen your grip and find freedom in impermanence. First things first, understand that attachment itself isn't inherently bad. It's a natural human impulse, a desire for connection and security. But the problem arises when our attachments become rigid, controlling, and fueled by fear. Think about it like this. Imagine you're holding onto a sandcastle during high tide. You might think you're protecting it from the waves, but all that effort is just making it harder to let go when the inevitable happens. Sometimes, the best thing we can do is loosen our grip and allow ourselves to be swept away by the current. So how do we actually do this? It takes practice, for sure. One powerful tool is mindfulness, being fully present in each moment without judgment. When you notice yourself clinging to a thought or outcome, gently acknowledge it, but don't get swept away by it. It's like watching clouds drift by, you observe them, but you don't try to control their movement. Another key takeaway is cultivating gratitude for the present moment. Focusing on what you already have, rather than what you lack, can help shift your perspective and reduce feelings of attachment. You know that feeling when you're enjoying a delicious meal and just savor every bite? That's mindfulness in action, and let me tell you, it's a game changer when it comes to letting go. Next up, we need to embrace the idea of impermanence. That everything is constantly changing, nothing stays the same forever. Think about it, seasons change, relationships evolve, even our own bodies are in constant flux. Trying to resist this natural flow only creates more stress and suffering. Instead, try to see each change as an opportunity for growth and learning. And lastly, remember that you're not alone on this journey. Letting go of attachment is a lifelong practice, and there will be times when you slip back into old patterns. That's perfectly normal. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, your friend who's always stressed about her work performance. She's constantly comparing herself to others, striving for perfection, and obsessing over every little detail. This stems from her deep-seated attachment to the outcome of being seen as successful. She forgets to enjoy the process, the creativity, the challenges, she just focuses on the end result. But then Sarah starts practicing mindfulness and gratitude. She realizes that success isn't a destination, it's a journey filled with learning and growth. She begins to appreciate the small wins along the way and finds more joy in her work even when things get tough. So, remember these key takeaways. Attachment is natural but can become problematic when it becomes rigid and controlling. Mindfulness helps you observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Gratitude shifts your focus to what you already have, reducing feelings of lack. Embrace impermanence. Nothing stays the same forever, so learn to flow with the changes. And most importantly, remember that letting go is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing, and you'll find more peace, joy, and freedom in your life. Now I want to hear from you. What are some things you've struggled with letting go of? Share your thoughts, experiences, or questions in the comments below. Let's build a community of overthinkers who support each other on this journey to finding inner peace. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. See you next time, folks. Keep those minds quiet and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.